Okay, let's unpack this. If you were paying attention to Google I/O 2025, you definitely felt it. There's this undeniable buzz, right? The sheer excitement around the new tech flow, Android XR, all that cool stuff Google's building.
Yeah.
But right alongside that, there's this sort of knot of anxiety, isn't there? Especially when we think about search, how we find information online. It really feels like the ground is shifting beneath our feet.
Oh, absolutely. It really does. That mix of wow at the innovation and maybe a healthy dose of what does this actually mean? It was palpable. Google's leaning hard into these generative AI features, promising a new era of information access. But for anyone who, well, relies on online visibility, it raises some pretty seismic questions.
Exactly. And that's really our mission today. We're taking a deep dive into Google's new AI mode, how it works, what's fundamentally different, and crucially, what this whole paradigm shift means for online visibility and, well, the world we used to just call SEO.
Yeah.
Our insights today come straight from someone who was actually there at I/O, someone who's dug deep into the research, even like pulling apart Google's own patents to understand the engine under the hood of these new generative features.
Right. And you might hear some folks saying, oh, it's just SEO with a fancy new hat on. But we're here today to show you why that perspective isn't just wrong. It's potentially quite dangerous, actually. We really need to get our heads around the core differences in how this generative information retrieval system operates so you can truly be prepared for where search is, well, inevitably going.
Because the ground is moving. The skill sets, the tools, the whole approach that, many people are taking to online visibility right now.
Yeah.
It simply isn't built for this future, is it?
That's the heart of the disconnect, I think. While some, foundational elements of traditional search remain relevant, your content still needs to be accessible, understandable by machines.
Yeah.
The process on the other side is radically transformed. In classic search, right, your content went in, it came out largely intact in the search results, maybe a snippet, maybe a title, but you were linking to the source. In this generative AI mode, your content is more like an ingredient.
An ingredient.
It gets manipulated, synthesized, combined with other sources, filtered through a model. You might not know how, or even if it will appear, even if you followed all the old best practices perfectly. Your content informs the AI's response, sure, but you might get no direct credit, no link, no click. That's where the idea of just SEO completely, well, falls apart.
And this isn't some like abstract concept for way off in the future, is it? We're seeing bits of this right now with things like AI overviews. But according to our source, the really powerful stuff, the memory, the deep personalization, the cross-application understanding, the agentic capabilities, when that gets fully integrated, it changes everything. And Google's been crystal clear. These AI mode features are coming to core search.
Yeah, and what's fascinating is that the argument that it's just SEO often just overlooks the fundamental technical shift. It assumes the same actions will produce the same outcomes. But if that were true, wouldn't the industry already be widely using things like vector embeddings to represent user queries and content? Wouldn't we be calculating semantic similarity scores and optimizing content based on how likely it is to be cited by an AI's reasoning process, triggered by these complex hidden queries? The simple fact that mainstream SEO tools don't widely support these capabilities tells you that most of the space isn't operating on the principles required for this new world. They're doing what worked before, and while it might occasionally hit, it's just not a sustainable strategy.
And part of the confusion, the source suggests, is that SEO has always been this discipline without like rigid boundaries. It's been reactive, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Absorbing bits of technical optimization, content strategy, UX, even PR, what Google seemed to prioritize next.
Exactly. It's been a framework built primarily to, navigate Google's influence on the web ecosystem. But that framework, it wasn't designed for a system based on generative reasoning-driven retrieval.
Okay, so let's get specific then. What are the fundamental differences AI mode introduces that make it truly not just SEO?
Okay, several core shifts. First, you have reasoning models. Instead of just matching keywords, they synthesize information from multiple sources to generate a coherent answer. Think of it like building an argument, not just listing facts.
Okay, so it's building something new from the sources, not just pointing to them.
Precisely. Second, query fan-out. Your single question isn't just one query anymore. Behind the scenes, Google's AI expands it into dozens, maybe even hundreds, of related implied questions. It's like the AI is brainstorming all the possible angles you might be interested in based on your initial question.
Wow. Okay. Like it's anticipating my next few thoughts or something.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Third, passage level retrieval. The system isn't just evaluating whole pages anymore. It's pulling specific sentences or paragraphs, these passages that are most relevant to those hidden expanded queries.
Huh. So a really fantastic paragraph buried deep within your site could be the key, not just your page title or H1.
Exactly right. Fourth, deep personalization through user embeddings. This is huge. AI mode results are heavily tailored to you. Based on your past behavior, your interests, everything Google knows about you, it creates this unique profile. Imagine it like a complex digital fingerprint or signature. This profile is used to shape the results you see, even for the exact same query someone else enters.
So my search for best running shoes might show me very different AI results than yours, even if we type the same words.
Potentially, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the AI filters and prioritizes based on that unique your profile. And finally, zero-click behavior. This is perhaps the most disruptive part. The AI's goal is often to answer your question directly within the search interface itself. Being cited as a source in that AI-generated answer becomes more important than getting a click to your website, because the user may simply never leave the results page at all.
Okay, these aren't just tweaks, are they? This sounds like a fundamentally different system of information retrieval altogether.
It really is. And if we continue to just apply old tools and old mindsets, we risk not just being invisible in AI mode, but becoming, well, strategically irrelevant online.
Yeah.
The persistence of this just SEO argument, it shows a kind of cognitive dissonance, I think, because the underlying technology operates in a way that requires a completely different approach.
It feels like there's a mismatch in goals, too.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, website owners or marketers, we traditionally wanted visibility and traffic, clicks. What does Google actually want with this?
Well, based on their messaging, Google wants to help users meet their information needs as efficiently and comprehensively as possible, often without the user having to do much work, frankly. They seem to see traffic to websites almost as a necessary step the user used to have to take. Their goal is to do the Googling for you, right? To synthesize complex answers from multiple sources, tackling multi-part queries automatically in a way you used to have to search for piece by piece. This aligns with reducing the user's cognitive load, making finding information easier.
So while the absolute basics being crawled, indexed, having good content, there's still necessary inputs. The control over how and even if you appear on the other side is significantly reduced.
Exactly. AI mode incorporates reasoning, deep personal context, and can potentially process information from thousands of documents, not just the top 10 blue links. These are internal mechanisms we just don't have direct visibility into, making inclusion in the AI's response probabilistic, not deterministic. We lack the data, and honestly, currently, the tooling to reliably understand and influence performance in this new environment. We can build technically sound sites, create great content, sure, but those are just inputs into a system where the output is synthesized and often looks very different from the original source, potentially without even a direct link back.
And this probabilistic, personalized environment, it extends beyond just text, doesn't it? It's multimodal.
Absolutely. AI mode is designed to be natively multimodal from the ground up. It can pull insights from video transcripts, audio, images, charts, even dynamic visualizations. Google's underlying models, like MUM before and maybe newer ones now, allow it to understand information across different formats and languages. This means a response isn't just a simple text-to-text match. It's a complex event drawing from diverse sources. Your competition isn't just another article anymore. It could be a relevant clip from a video, a data point from a podcast, or a diagram someone made.
And Google is actively encouraging creators to produce more varied content formats, even while clicks back to websites might decrease. That's a tough strategic ask, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Especially when some non-commodity content, say a unique chart you created or a specific quote, might be remixed or presented using Google's own generative tools like Veo or Imagen, potentially without a clear clickable citation back to your original source. This fundamentally changes the strategic calculation for why you create content and what success even looks like.
So thinking about the current landscape of SEO software, is it equipped for this, like, at all?
Candidly, the source's view, and I tend to agree, is a resounding no. Trying to use most current SEO software to understand performance in AI mode feels like trying to measure temperature with a ruler. It just doesn't work. Much of the existing tooling is built on older models, lexical analysis focusing on keywords and densities rather than the dense retrieval methods like vector embeddings that power AI mode. We're often operating on concepts and measuring things that are years, maybe even decades, behind where Google's core technology actually is. The fact that many tools still rely on tracking rank for some hypothetical logged out user when results are hyper-personalized, that speaks volumes about the measurement gap.
Yeah. There was a strong point made by James Cadwallader at SEO Week, which our source mentioned, suggesting SEO might become an antiquated function. That's pretty provocative.
It is provocative, but it stems from understanding this paradigm shift. He argues that the emergence of agent systems that can act on behalf of a user fundamentally changes the user website interaction. The user's ultimate goal is just to get their need met, right? And they may increasingly not care where the information comes from as long as the agent provides a viable answer. In this new environment, you're essentially needing to market to the bots, because the bots are the interpreters and mediators for the end user. Soon, the AI might not even show the user your website. It'll understand your content, reason against it, and tailor the information it presents based on the user's profile and needs.
So visibility means influencing the AI's understanding, not just getting a click onto your page.
Precisely. It's shifting from optimizing for a specific keyword to get a click to engineering relevance so your information is selected, processed, and trusted by the machine for synthesis into an answer. And that requires new types of data, new ways of measuring, and new tooling that simply isn't widely available yet. Google isn't providing it openly, and the existing software industry hasn't really caught up.
The source attended I.O. and actually brought up this lack of data directly with Google engineers, right?
Yeah.
What was the takeaway from that conversation?
Yeah, they did. The engineers acknowledged the symbiotic relationship, you know, that our community does a lot of work helping the web adopt standards like secure protocol, structured data, things like that. But regarding the impact of AIOs on clicks and the lack of data to understand AI mode performance, the response suggested, while maybe a bit of surprise at how widespread the issue was perceived to be, they basically said things are moving too fast to provide data upfront and hinted at future releases. But the current reality is that advertisers get query-level data about AIOs, while the organic community largely doesn't. When asked about our role in an agentic, reasoning-driven environment, the advice was the standard. And honestly, a bit insufficient. Create great, unique, non-commodity content.
Right. So no real clear direction, no data to guide us. We're essentially left to figure this out ourselves, much like the industry had to with RankBrain years ago.
Exactly. It necessitates activating our community, rigorous experimentation, and shared learning. And unfortunately, just like past major shifts, Panda, Penguin, Mobilegeddon, not everyone will successfully navigate this transition using only the old methods. The starting point has to be understanding how the technology fundamentally works.
Okay, let's try to unpack the how then, but maybe focus on what's happening conceptually rather than getting totally lost in the deepest technical weeds. How does this AI mode actually operate when I type something in?
Okay, think of it like this. You ask a question in AI mode, and you get that conversational synthesized paragraph back. What's happened underneath is far, far from simple. Your single question is the starting point, sure, but the AI doesn't just look for pages with those words. It immediately uses its models to generate a whole constellation of hidden related questions. Imagine it brainstorming around your topic, asking itself, what other things might this user mean? What comparisons might they want? What are the underlying concepts here? This is that query fan out we talked about.
Okay, right. So one question becomes potentially dozens, maybe hundreds of hidden questions.
Yes. And the system isn't ranking documents in the classic sense for your original query. Instead, it's selecting passages, bits from documents, because they seem relevant to any of those dozens or hundreds of hidden synthetic questions. It's trying to find pieces of information that can help it build a logical structure or a reasoning chain to answer your actual question.
Like it's pulling different building blocks for its final answer from all sorts of different places based on those hidden questions.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. It might be looking for passages that define a term, compare two things, list steps, or provide a key fact, whatever supports the points in its evolving internal logic for answering your question.
And different AI models are kind of working together on this. It's not just one giant brain.
Yes, exactly. Specialized models, maybe one that's good at summarizing, another at comparing, another at finding specific facts, are orchestrated based on the user's need and the type of query. Each contributes, and then maybe a final model stitches it all together into the answer you actually see. And all of this is filtered through that your profile, your user embedding, shaping what pieces of information are deemed relevant for you at that specific moment. When the answer appears, your content might be cited, but not necessarily because your whole page ranked number one for the original term.
Right.
It could be because a single sentence from your site aligned perfectly with one step in the AI's invisible reasoning process, triggered by just one of those hidden synthetic questions.
Wow. So the core shift is really from optimizing for a specific keyword on a specific page to engineering your content to be semantically relevant across this potentially vast array of hidden queries, making sure those key passages can be easily found and trusted by the AI's reasoning process.
That's the fundamental shift in a nutshell. And that's where this concept of relevance engineering comes in. It's about understanding that visibility is now this complex, multidimensional score, like a vector, mathematically speaking, and your content is judged on how deeply and accurately it aligns, not just with what the user typed, but with everything the system infers the user means, wants, and needs, all filtered through who that user is.
Okay, can we touch just briefly on the technical foundation for this? Not the super deep mechanics, but enough to understand why it requires such a different approach.
Sure. At a high level, AI mode is built on what's called dense retrieval. Think of it like this. Instead of the old way of matching exact keywords, like looking for pages that literally contain the words best electric SUV, the new system converts everything your query, every piece of content online, even your user profile, into these multidimensional mathematical representations. We call them vector embeddings.
Okay, so words and concepts essentially become numbers in some kind of high-tech graph or space.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent analogy. It's like giving everything a unique numerical signature that captures its actual meaning, its semantics. The system then finds relevant content by calculating how close or similar the embedding of your query is to the embeddings of passages online. This is often done using calculations like cosine similarity. What matters most is the semantic relationship between the query and the content, not just matching the exact words.
So even if my content uses slightly different phrasing, maybe synonyms or related concepts, the system can still understand it's about the same thing.
Precisely. That's the power of it. And this dense retrieval is absolutely foundational to that query fanout we discussed. An LLM, given your initial query and perhaps your user embedding, generates those many synthetic queries, each with its own vector embedding. It then looks for passages whose embeddings are closest to any of those fanout query embeddings, creating that custom corpus of potential source material just for that search.
I heard something really fascinating about how the AI might actually evaluate the content it finds in that corpus, something about comparing them.
Yes, this is particularly insightful, especially looking at the research into Google's patents. Instead of just scoring passages based on semantic similarity alone, there's strong evidence the system uses an LLM to perform what's called pairwise ranking.
Pairwise ranking, what does that mean exactly?
Okay, imagine the AI has found two different paragraphs from two different websites that seem potentially relevant to one of its hidden queries. It might feed both of those paragraphs to an LLM and essentially ask it, okay, AI, given the user's query and what I'm trying to figure out right now, which of these two paragraphs is better or more helpful?
Whoa, so it's like a little mini head-to-head competition between pieces of content happening behind the scenes.
Exactly, and this happens across many, many pairs. The LLM is literally reasoning about the content's quality, its clarity, its relevance in the context of the specific task it's trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. This is a huge shift. It's not enough just to show up in that initial custom corpus based on similarity. Your specific passages need to be clear, semantically robust, and written in a way that an AI model is likely to judge favorably when directly compared to competitors' passages.
The implication there for how we actually write content is, well, it's enormous, isn't it?
It truly is. You're not just writing for humans anymore and hoping the machine understands. You're also writing, in a way, for the machine's reasoning process. Clarity, conciseness, structuring information, logically, these become even more critical because your content has to survive this direct AI-mediated comparison. It's not just about semantic similarity. It's about engineering passages that can actually win in an LLM evaluation based on quality, utility, and relevance to the task at hand.
And remember, you mentioned the personalization is driven by user embeddings. Can you just explain that again simply? How does my profile fit in?
Right. Think of your user embedding as a continuously updated, complex summary of basically everything Google knows about you, your interests, your past searches, your interactions across Google services, all boiled down into that unique numerical signature. This embedding is then essentially injected into the AI's decision-making process at multiple points. It acts like a filter or a weighting system. It helps the AI understand your initial query's true intent. It influences the kinds of synthetic queries it generates in the fanout. It shapes which passages are retrieved as most relevant specifically for you, and it even influences how the final answer is synthesized or what format it's presented in.
So the same underlying base model can produce wildly different results for different users simply because of who was asking the question.
Exactly. It's personalization baked right into the core retrieval and synthesis process. Your inclusion in an AI mode answer depends not just on your content's semantic relevance to the query itself, but also on how well it aligns with the specific user's profile embedding. This is precisely why relying on traditional logged out rank tracking data to understand AI mode performance is, frankly, becoming pointless. The results are just too unique to the individual user.
Okay, so let me try and recap the SEO takeaway for AI mode, if we can even call it SEO anymore. It's not about optimizing for one keyword or just getting a page to rank high in the old sense. You're optimizing your content to be semantically relevant across potentially dozens of hidden synthetic queries, and ensuring your specific passages are clear and compelling enough to be selected and trusted by AI reasoning models, like that pairwise ranking system, all while being filtered through a user's unique personal profile, their embedding. Is that about right?
That's the core challenge, yes. Your visibility becomes probabilistic, influenced by embedding alignment and internal model evaluations, not just deterministic keyword matching rank. To compete effectively, you need to think about how to influence user behavior, which actually contributes to their embedding. Engineer your content at the passage level for both semantic similarity and AI interpretability. Anticipate the kinds of synthetic queries the AI might generate for your topics. Focus heavily on clarity and logical structure within your content. And start thinking about tracking performance not just for a keyword, but for specific user profiles and contexts.
This is clearly a very, very different skill set and mindset required. This is relevance engineering.
That's the distinction we're trying to make. It's a deliberate act of designing content and information architecture, not just for human consumption, but crucially for machine understanding and synthesis. Visibility is a vector. Content's value is judged on how well it serves as a reliable, retrievable ingredient for the AI's reasoning process.
We mentioned query fan out a couple of times now. Let's maybe dig just a tiny bit deeper into how that mechanism really works conceptually. It sounds critical.
Okay, yeah, it's fundamental to how AI mode retrieves information efficiently. Instead of just taking your one query at face value, Google's AI essentially brainstorms around it. It expands your initial thought into this whole constellation of related questions. The AI system then uses all of those expanded questions to look for information in parallel. Some of these are direct variations of your query, others are inferred from your likely intent, or maybe even your user history. These expanded queries span lots of different semantic angles related to your original search.
And you mentioned there are different types of questions the AI might generate behind the scenes. It's not just synonyms.
Yes, exactly. Based on the research, it seems the AI might generate several types. Related queries that are just semantically close. It generates implicit queries, what it thinks you probably meant or needed based on context. It generates comparative queries if it senses you're maybe in a decision-making mode. It looks at recent queries from your own history. It generates personalized queries aligned specifically to your user embedding. It creates reformulation queries by using synonyms or just rephrasing your terms differently. And it might even generate entity expanded queries based on things it knows about the topics or entities in your search from its knowledge graph.
Wow, that's a lot happening under the hood for one simple search. So my content needs to be relevant to any of these to potentially show up in the final answer. Ranking number one for the original query I typed really doesn't guarantee visibility in the AI answer itself.
Exactly right. AI mode selects content based on alignment with one or more of these hidden fan-out queries, not necessarily the single head term you typed in. It makes inclusion a much more complex, multifaceted event. The system also tries to filter the results from this fan-out process to ensure diversity, pulling from different angles, different content types, avoiding just getting stuck on one narrow idea. It's trying to build a comprehensive synthesis, you see.
The implication for content strategy here is, well, it's profound, isn't it?
Yeah. It completely changes the game. Those early reports of AI overviews pulling content from pages ranking like 15th or 20th in the traditional SERPies, that wasn't necessarily because the AI reached way down the list for the original keyword. It was likely because that lower ranking content was highly relevant to a different set of background fan-out queries entirely. Data suggests that ranking number one traditionally only gives you a relatively small chance, maybe 15-20% of being cited in the AIO. To consistently show up in AI mode, your content needs to effectively cover the semantic space of multiple potential subqueries. Your passages need to be semantically dense and align with diversified intents, and you really have to engineer your content to be relevant across the entire expanded query space that Google is exploring behind the scenes.
This sounds incredibly complex to even figure out, let alone measure or optimize for on a practical level.
It is complex. Our source actually mentioned building a tool internally to try and replicate this idea. Initially, it was based on just analyzing SERP features. Then it got refined after learning LLMs generate the fanout, and then further updated based on details gleaned from the patents. The concept is basically take a query, use a model like Gemini to generate potential synthetic queries, try to figure out their type and intent, and understand the reasoning behind why the model generated them.
A tool like that could maybe give you a window into those hidden questions the AI is asking.
It could, potentially. But even then, you still need to do a lot of work. You'd need to pull rankings, maybe using specific user profiles to simulate personalization, generate vector embeddings for all those synthetic queries, and for passages on your site and competitor content that was cited by the AI. Compare those embeddings to find the most relevant passages, and then figure out where your content's relevance scores are lower than the content that did get cited, and then go back and improve your content based on those gaps. Our source points out, and it's true, there isn't a single SEO software platform today that offers all of that end-to-end capability. You'd have to stitch together different tools, or more likely, write your own code and build your own systems. This just reinforces that it's not SEO as we knew it. It's a new discipline relevance engineering.
So the strategy needed for AI mode is really about ensuring the AI model runs into your content, finds your passages for as many of those synthetic queries as possible, and that your message is the most relevant, clear, and useful ingredient at every step in its reasoning process to build the final answer.
Yes, that's a great way to summarize it. Ideally, one comprehensive page might cover the ground across multiple subqueries, taking advantage of passage indexing, but sometimes you might need multiple pieces of content working together. Analyzing data from those synthetic queries, perhaps through clickstream analysis or specialized tools, is crucial to figure that out. This isn't just subjective topic modeling anymore. It needs to be data-driven, understanding how users actually search across a journey and how the AI expands those searches.
And the overall process you described for someone wanting to tackle this is understand the potential synthetic queries, map those queries to your existing content, generate vector embeddings for everything, score your content's relevance against those queries, compare it to what's actually being cited in AI responses, identify gaps, and then improve your content.
That's the core workflow, yes. And the critical bottleneck right now is the tooling gap. There's just no mainstream SEO software providing passage-level embeddings for your site and the web relevance scoring against synthetic query embeddings. Detailed synthetic query identification tailored for your specific niche, or integrated workflows for optimizing multi-page content assets based on this dense retrieval logic. You have to engineer your relevance through this new lens.
Given all of this complexity and personalization, does traditional rank tracking even make sense anymore for understanding visibility in AI mode?
It's been on shaky ground for years, hasn't it? Due to increasing personalization, where tools try to simulate some generic logged out user, in AI mode, it's functionally obsolete for its traditional purpose of measuring absolute position. Results are far too dynamic, too user-specific, and too synthesized based on reasoning. Logged-out data provides a fundamentally inaccurate picture of reality. We're in a probabilistic environment now where precise but inaccurate data isn't just unhelpful, it's actively misleading. Companies working specifically in conversational search are already focusing on different things like share of voice within AI responses, sentiment analysis of citations, and understanding how different pieces of their content contribute to the overall answer generated by the AI, not just a single ranking position for one keyword.
This really suggests you might need to track performance based on specific user personas or defined contexts, maybe using logged-in accounts that reflect your target audience's likely behavior and characteristics.
Precisely. What constitutes ranking or visibility needs to be measured for a user whose context actually aligns with your target audiences. This presents a fundamentally different measurement challenge that current tools just aren't designed for.
And the multimodal aspect we touched on earlier, that fundamentally changes content strategy too, doesn't it? It's not just about text articles.
Oh, absolutely. It changes everything. Historically, different formats, text, image, video might earn different slots or features in the SRP. AI mode synthesizes information across all these formats: text, audio, video, images, diagrams. Relying solely on text becomes limiting. It risks being excluded from the pool of potential sources if the AI determines a different format is more relevant or useful for a particular part of its synthesized answer. The system can transcribe audio, extract claims from video, interpret data from diagrams, and remix it all. A key quote from a podcast you did, a specific data point highlighted in one of your videos, or a unique infographic could all become part of the AI's synthesized response.
And the system itself might classify the ideal output format based on the user's query or their inferred need. Like, it decides whether text, image, or video is the best way to answer.
Exactly. If a visual explanation or perhaps an auditory piece of information is deemed better for that specific context, AI mode might prioritize selecting content from those formats. A factually accurate article might be overlooked as a relevant video clip or a clear chart is found to support a point more effectively in the AI's reasoning chain. This demands that your content planning considers format-level coverage strategically. Your goal isn't just to be the most relevant article anymore. It might be to be the most relevant video clip, the most relevant chart, or the most compelling soundbite for the AI to pull from and incorporate. And if you don't produce those formats, Google might attempt to reconstruct that information from your text anyway using its generative capabilities, potentially without a clear citation back to you. Multimodal content isn't just about user experience anymore. It's a core strategy for ensuring your brand's information is present and controllable in the formats the AI is actively looking for.
So it's really about building content ecosystems that are comprehensive across different formats, not just focusing on standalone pages or articles.
Exactly. Visibility depends on being present in all the places the system might look, and in every format it can process and understand.
This whole picture really points to a desperate need for a new generation of software, doesn't it? Based on the source's research, what should people in the industry be asking for, maybe even demanding, from their SEO tool providers?
It's a long list, honestly, because the gap is just so wide right now. But here are some key areas. First, we absolutely need AI search measurement directly in Google Search Console. Google needs to give us AI-specific reporting.
Like what specifically?
How often was our content considered by the AI? How often was it actually cited? Frequency of appearance segmented by the specific AI surface, whether it's AIOs or the full AI mode. We need heat maps, maybe, showing where on the page our content is being used in the AI response and which specific passages were cited. This data is either totally missing or inaccurate in GSC today. Use the GSC feedback form. Ask for it.
Okay, direct data from Google. What else?
We need logged-in rank and visibility tracking based on personas. Tools need to track visibility in AI mode based on those synthetic queries and personalized user contexts. We need to model performance by intent, by user archetype, not just some generic position for a keyword. Current tools are static. We need dynamic simulation. You can sort of hack this together now with curated Google accounts, but the software needs to support it natively.
Makes sense. What about the embeddings?
Critical. We need vector embedding tools for the web. This is fundamental to understanding dense retrieval. We need tools that show us our site's overall embedding, individual page and passage embeddings, and let us compare them against competitor embeddings or topical embeddings derived from what's actually getting cited in AI mode. We need tools that can help us decompose our content into structured data or semantic triples the AI can easily process and score how retrievable our content is based on its embedding. This is far more valuable than most linked data providers' current offerings. Demand this capability.
What about content creation itself?
We need matrix semantic content editors. Tools that let us analyze and engineer content not just for a single keyword, but across clusters of related queries and intents simultaneously. This needs to be based on dense retrieval scores, not just old-school keyword metrics. Optimization has to happen holistically for multiple potential AI surfaces at once. Demand that your content tools modernize.
And understanding the user.
Query journey analysis. Keyword research tools have to move beyond just suggesting single keywords. We need to see ordered sequences of user queries, maybe derived from clickstream data. Understanding how users move through multiple queries towards a goal is essential for figuring out how to engineer content that influences the AI's reasoning across that entire journey. Demand this data and visualization.
Okay, simulation tools.
Yes. Personalized retrieval simulations. We need tools that can simulate how different user embeddings might affect retrieval in AI mode. Modeling content performance against different behavioral personas. We just can't afford to optimize for a phantom average user anymore when results are so personalized.
What about understanding Google's side better?
Query classification tools. Tools need to use machine learning to help us understand Google's internal classifications of queries. Is this a short fact query? A reasoning query? A comparison query? Knowing this helps us match our content structure and format to how AI mode is likely to process it and trigger specific features for that query type.
And the query expansion.
Advanced query expansion tools. These tools must incorporate that query fan-out simulation idea we discussed. They need to provide us with a matrix of potential synthetic queries and show our content's likelihood of inclusion against all of them, not just the head term. If you don't show up for the fan-out, you won't even be considered for the synthesis. Demand this capability from keyword research tools.
What about tracking what happens after the search?
Better clickstream data integration. With GSC data becoming less informative for zero-click results, clickstream data is a crucial proxy for user behavior. Tools need to integrate this data to show traffic paths within your site, measure post-AI response behavior, did they eventually come to your site after seeing the AI answer, and even model what kinds of AI responses or citations might trigger clicks later. Demand deeper integration.
Wow. Anything else?
One more big one. Reasoning chain simulation. This is advanced, but imagine tools that could simulate how an AI might build its response step by step, showing where content citations are likely pulled in, and crucially, where content might be considered but then discarded because it doesn't fit the AI's evolving logic or fails that pairwise comparison. Does your content actually help the model think and build its answer?
Okay, that's 10 huge areas.
It is, and they require a fundamental rewrite of how most SEO software works, plus, frankly, better data from Google itself. But these capabilities aren't just for some far-off AI mode. They are becoming necessary to understand and influence AI overviews right now. You, the listener, really need to use your voice, provide feedback to Google, and push your software providers to build these next-generation tools. The demand needs to be there.
So, wrapping this part up, AI mode isn't just another feature update. It's really a structural transformation of search itself. It's like this self-contained, conversational, multimodal, memory-informed retrieval ecosystem layered on top of the classic web index. And the old SEO paradigm, focused purely on clicks and keyword rank, is just fundamentally insufficient for this new reality.
It really shifts the goal. From optimizing primarily for traffic and clicks, to competing for machine-mediated relevance and trust. Success starts being measured in things like embedding alignment, informational utility for the AI, and latent inclusion in the AI's reasoning systems. It requires reclassifying what organic search even means and transforming organizational capabilities and data infrastructure to match.
Reclassifying organic search. That sounds significant. Seeing it less as just a performance channel driving immediate traffic.
Yeah.
And more as what, an AI visibility and trust channel mediated by these large language models.
Exactly. And the key performance indicators have to shift accordingly. Instead of just rank and clicks, we need to track things like share of voice within the AI-generated answers themselves, citation prominence and sentiment as the AI citing you favorably, and attribution modeling that understands influence beyond the last click. Business leaders need to realign budgets and expectations. It's becoming about ensuring your information and your brand are accurately and favorably encoded into the AI model's understanding of your domain.
And building this relevance engineering capability requires new skills and functions within organizations, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, roles focused on semantic architecture, designing content and data specifically for machine readability and interpretation. You need content portfolio governance, treating your content assets strategically like you would financial instruments, optimizing them for retrieval and synthesis across different AI systems, not just Google. And you need model-aware editorial, creating content specifically designed for agents and LLM interpretation, optimizing for clarity, logical structure, and maybe even embedding distance from target concepts. Forward-thinking organizations will likely integrate expertise from traditional SEO, NLP, data science, UX, maybe even PR and content strategy into a cross-functional relevance engineering team or function.
And operationalizing this kind of intelligence in a post-click or reduced-click world means a complete overhaul of data strategy, too.
Yeah, pretty much. Since that direct click signal is diminishing in importance as a primary KPI, you need internal systems, maybe even building your own mini LLMs to evaluate and simulate how your content performs against potential AI queries in your space. You need citation intelligence platforms to track where and how your brand or information is being mentioned and AI responses across the web. You need content intelligence platforms that unify passage embeddings, knowledge graph coverage for your domain, and performance data across these new retrieval systems. Executives need dashboards that show not just website traffic, but where the organization exists in the model's latent space, where it's understood, where it's trusted, and how often its information is being reused by AI agents. Branding becomes intrinsically linked to performance in this AI-mediated world in a way it wasn't before.
Ultimately, it's a huge shift, isn't it? From search as a simple transaction query, click, visit to search as participation, where your content is an ingredient, a building block in a dynamic, personalized, AI-driven conversation. The question really changes from how do we rank to how are we accurately and favorably represented within AI cognition?
This is really the emergence of a potentially new corporate function, relevance strategy. It's the deliberate cross-functional effort to manage and optimize a company's presence and influence within algorithmic decision-making systems, of which Google's AI mode is just a prime, very visible example. Success means treating visibility not as a side effect of tactical SEO work, but as a core strategic asset to be carefully architected, measured in new ways, and governed at a high level within the organization.
So yeah, it's definitely not about chasing blue links anymore. It's about building robust, understandable, highly retrievable content artifacts that the AI can effectively use to synthesize answers for users.
Exactly. And that requires a significant mindset shift, moving away from tactical keyword optimization towards a more strategic orchestration across potential queries, content formats, and semantic embeddings. Relevance engineers, whatever we end up calling them, will be the ones leading the charge here. Those who understand both the systems and the content and can build the necessary workflows and tools to navigate this.
It really feels like a genuinely new era for search. The relationship between the user and the search engine has fundamentally changed. And as a result, the relationship between search engines and the websites they draw information from has changed just as much, if not more.
We can either sit here and argue about what it is or isn't based on the past, or we can embrace the reality of where things are going and start redefining our capabilities, our strategies, and crucially, our software based on where conversational, AI-driven search is clearly headed.
Okay, so based on everything we've discussed today, this future, where search is becoming this highly personalized, machine-mediated conversation, where you might not even see the original website, I'm left wondering, and maybe you are too, how does this change your own behavior when you're looking for information online? Does the specific source of the information start to matter less to you than the convenience and synthesis of the answer provided by the AI? And if so, what does that really mean for trust in the information we consume every day? Something to think about for sure.
Indeed. A lot to consider.
Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive today.